You're listening to KX93.5 FM.
FM. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
With your hosts, Dawn Price, Mark Miller, and Scott Hayes. The Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Good morning. It's The Friendship Show on KX935, Laguna's only FM. I'm Dawn Price. I'm here solo from our usual crew, but I have Brian Holst here in the studio with me.
Howdy, howdy. So,
hi, Brian. And on the radio, or on the phone today, we have a special guest. We have Jim Dietz-Keelan. Jim, you there?
Jim, you there?
Oh, we may have a slight technical difficulty here. I will introduce Jim while Brian frantically moves the dials around. Jim is a longtime friend of mine and of Friendship Shelter and is a collector of Christmas music. And he's going to share with us some of his favorite Christmas music. Brian, why don't we play the first track and we'll work out the phone stuff in the interim?
Fair enough. This track is called River. And
it's by the Swingle Singers
on KX93.5.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate. So long, I would teach my feet to fly.
Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
I made my baby cry. Skate away.
You're listening to KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm Dawn Price, flying a little bit solo with the assistance of Brian Holst in the studio today for the Friendship Show. And I believe now we have Jim Dietz-Keelan on the line. Jim? Let me give a few reminders for the station while we work on the technical issue. This is Art Walk Week. It's a big week in Laguna, actually. We have the Montage Christmas Tree Lighting on Monday night, and they will be actually honoring and featuring Friendship Shelter. And then right into the holidays with Art Walk on Thursday, there will be, as always, a wine gallery, Pearl Street, KX93.5 extravaganza on that night, and then hospitality night Friday, December 6th. Forest Avenue is closed for that event, and KX93.5 will be there broadcasting, emceeing, and signing up members. It's time to renew your membership for KX93.5 if you haven't already done that. Please do so. Santa comes into town at 5 p.m., and this year we're going to have an ice rink downtown. That's new, so that should be very exciting. Maybe a little more music, Brian? Moving on to the next.
Fair enough, yeah. This is Steve Goodman with
Winter Wonderland.
You gonna feed me the words? You'd be my... How's it start? Sleigh bells ring, hear them jingle. How are you listening? In the lane. Yeah. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we are happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Second verse. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. It's kind of absurd when you don't know the words to sing. Walking in a winter wonderland. In a meadow we will build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job while you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we sit by the fire. Yeah, I got it. No longer afraid of the plans that we made while we were walking in a winter Are you ready? We'll say, but you can do the job while you're in time. Later on, by that fire, we will sit and conspire. I am no longer blue because I made it through. Walking in a winter wonderland.
That's Steve Goodman's Winter Wonderland with a live version of Winter Wonderland by Steve Goodman. This is the Friendship Show on KX93.5, and we're listening to holiday music curated by Jim Dietz-Keelan of KFMG in Des Moines, Iowa, personal friend of mine. Brian, do we...
Jim, are you there? Jim?
Nope, not working. We're going to try to get Jim on the phone later.
Yeah.
But right now, we're going to just keep moving along with his wonderful music. I know Jim has been collecting holiday music for many, many years. I met Jim, I believe, I estimate 25 years ago or so, Brian. And within the first year, he was handing me CDs of his Christmas music. So this is a guy who's been at it a while. It's a refreshing change from the usual. On the way into the radio station today, I was listening to the XM Holly station, and I heard the Osmond Family Christmas, and I thought, thank God for Jim Dietz-Keelan.
Yeah, well, all that I ever get in my household is the Jimmy Buffett Christmas album, so I appreciate pretty much anything.
Right, right. Well, let's move on to Jim's next selection. This is Pearl Bailey's A 5-Pound Box of Money.
It's KX93.5.
Hey, Santa Claus, you want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now, there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, that will change the payment rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, it's much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, start me right on Christmas night. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear, the new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is that 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey bunny. You try me, start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging, because, I mean, I'd catch you next year. You know, people go out and sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Five, bring me some money. Oh, Santa, now what I want with this diamond? You kidding?
It's KX93.5, The Friendship Show. I'm Dawn Price on the mic today with Brian Hulst, and we think we have solved our technical problem. Is that true, Brian?
Jim, are you there?
Jim?
Jim, can you hear us?
And no.
No. Oh.
It's anything can happen day in the studio.
Yeah.
We'll move on with some of Jim's Christmas music. We're playing his holiday selections. Jim is a board member and volunteer at KFMG, another low-power community radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, and does their annual Christmas show. So we're going to listen to more of his selections. The next one is Oh Holy Night with the, I'm going to just destroy the name of this group, the Tipitina Foundation Band featuring Trombone Shorty. It's KX93.5.
Thank you.
It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Dawn Price with the Friendship Show, here with some holiday music to start off the holiday season this year. We're listening to some of the selections of Jim Dietz Keelan, a holiday music collector and personal friend of mine. And Brian, do we have Jim on the radio yet?
I'm hoping. Jim, can you hear us? Jim, you there?
Not yet. We're going to try a few more things. Luckily, Jim has sent us 57 minutes of music, so we're not going to be without music to listen to this this hour. He is going to have to tell us at some point about this next selection, because it's Jethro Tull's Christmas song.
I was kind of surprised when it started playing.
So let's listen to what Jethro Tull did with A Christmas Song.
It's KX93.5. This is KX93.5, The Friendship Show. We're listening to some holiday selections. That was Jethro Tull's A Christmas Song on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Price. This is The Friendship Show. I'm here with Brian Holst. Hello, Brian. Hello.
The harried Brian today, desperately trying to get our guest on the phone, and we're going to try one more time.
You know, the ironic thing is I have a four-hour show, so I'm here all the time, but I never use the phone. So.
Well, we're giving it the good old college try. Let's see if we can hear Jim Dietz Keelan. Jim, are you there?
Jim?
Still no Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
Jim's telling me by text that he can hear us, but we cannot hear him.
Huh.
Nope, that's not working either. Let's go to our next song. Luckily, Jim has curated 57 minutes of terrific holiday music for us today. He's a collector and has, I don't know how many wonderful songs he has in his collection, but he does a two-hour show every year for KFMG in Des Moines and has sent us his favorites. So let's go on with the Indigo Girls. It really is a wonderful life here on KX 93.5.
Like it does every year. The tree I know so well is aglow. And folks are filled up with the usual holiday cheer as they hang pretty lights and mistletoe. Oh, but this year's different for you and for me. Our own little miracle around the street. Never before have I loved silent nights so, but now that you're here by my side, baby, it is, baby, it is, it really is a wonderful life. When accompanied by a kiss. And when did I start having dreams about pumpkin pie? Well, there's not a lot sweeter than this. Oh, but this year's better for you and for me. Our own little miracle, our own little street. Never before have I loved silent nights so, but now that you're here by my side, baby, it is, baby, it is, it really is a wonderful life. And for me, our own little miracle, our own little street. Never before have I loved silent nights so, but now that you're here by my side, darling, with you by my side, baby, it is, baby, it is, it really is a wonderful life.
KX 93.5 FM. This is the Friendship Show with Dawn Price today. Our co-hosts, Mark Miller and Scott Hayes, are off on holiday excursions, and Brian Hulse joins me in the studio today. And Brian thinks we have Jim Dietz Keelan on the phone now. Is that correct?
Can you hear us, Jim?
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 Our listeners are going to be just so excited to finally hear Jim. We have built him up beyond anything. We're going to move on to the next. What we're doing today, for people who might be just joining us, is Jim is a collector of holiday music, an aficionado of the genre, and KFMG Des Moines Christmas expert comes in and does a show for them every year. It's another low-power community radio station, very similar to ours. Going to try again?
Jim, are you there?
Still having difficulty. Jim has sent us 57 minutes of music, so whether we're able to get him to join us or not, we're going to benefit from his expertise. We have been already with six wonderful songs already this hour, and we're going to move on now to Tracy Thorne and Snow on KX 93.5 FM. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, listening to some holiday music this morning on The Friendship Show. I'm Dawn Price, here with Brian Holst.
Hello.
And we are working very diligently to try to get our music expert on the phone. Jim, do we have you?
I am here. Can you hear me, Dawn?
We are just... There is rejoicing all through the town of Laguna Beach because we have you on the phone. Thank you for your patience, Jim, and to our listeners as well. How are you this morning?
I am peachy. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. We've been enjoying some terrific music that you've curated for us this morning. And let's just talk a little bit about your hobby of collecting holiday music. How long have you been collecting?
I don't know. I would guess somewhere between 15 and 20 years, really, kind of seriously. And, you know, you are somewhat to blame for this, Dawn, because...
Well, we were in competition for a while. I used to collect quite a bit myself. Yeah.
Yes, and we had that fun exchange going between the two of us and Pam Patton and... John Patton feeds my habit every year by finding the most obscure holiday recordings he can come up with
and passing them on to me,
fantastic. Which is very kind.
Well, I remember you handing me a CD early, and I was trying to figure out this morning. I think I met you in 1988. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, about a year. We were both working in aging services at the time, and we met at a meeting, I remember. And then, full disclosure, we sang in a madrigal group together for several years, correct? That's really odd. Everybody stopped listening just now when they heard that about us. but that sort of feeds in. We did some Christmas performing at that point as well, and
kind
of feeds into the theme here. But you have, my friend, have taken this to a whole nother level. I have my stack of CDs. I still bring them out every year and have loaded a lot of them into my iTunes now. But you're just a true aficionado at this point. You want to tell us anything about we've listened to seven of your selections so far. Tell us a little bit about these things we've listened to. We started out with River by the Swingle Singers.
Right. Which is actually, there are a lot of really wonderful versions of that Joni Mitchell song.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorites, and it actually is, I have stolen the title of my annual Christmas program or holiday music program from that song. It's called Songs of Joy and Peace.
Oh, perfect.
And so I always begin the program with a version of The River, and I have a real soft spot for that version by the Swingle Singers.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just beautiful.
Winter Wonderland, I just think, really highlights the musical talent and the wit of Steve Goodman in a live version, being asked to play Winter Wonderland, not really knowing the song, and just making it up. Pearl Bailey, how can you beat Pearl Bailey? I think she's incredible.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful version as well. The Steve Goodman, I have to just back up for a minute, was perfect for today because Steve didn't quite know what he was doing and we didn't either. So
exactly.
I feel like that was the inspired selection for the Friendship Show for sure. Tell us about the Tipitina, am I saying that right, Foundation Band?
Tipitina Foundation Band. And I knew you would love this, Dawn, because that was from an episode of Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
That's
And it
awesome
features
scene.
Trombone Shorty.
Yep.
And
it was right after Katrina.
Yes, and it was really based on experiences that Aaron Sorkin had of musicians in New York pretending to be sick so that they could give their regular gigs to displaced musicians from
New Orleans. Wow. That's...
And so just beautiful, and I love that version.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And then you had to throw some Jethro Tull in. That's for
of
John
course.
And my husband, right?
Yes. And, you know, Jethro Tull was my favorite band in high school, and their Christmas album is really terrific.
It is. I will say I'm kind of a reluctant Jethro Tull listener because I married into the family.
Yes.
But it's a great album, and that was a great selection from it, for sure.
Thank you.
Indigo Girls.
Well, another great Christmas album that probably a lot of folks haven't heard. It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite Christmas movie, so I had to throw that in there.
And then the last thing we heard before we got you on the line was Tracy Thorne's Snow. Tell us about that selection.
Yeah, Tracy Thorne was from
Everything
But
the Girl.
Mm-hmm. And another terrific recent holiday release, just last year. But the song, I really appreciate her bringing that song back. It was written by Randy Newman. It dates back to, I believe, 1967. And it was originally going to be on the Harry Nilsson album, Nilsson Sings Newman. And they ran out of room because they had recorded so much great material. And so it did not make it on there, but Claudine Lange, if anyone remembers her. And
she's Christmas in Andy Williams' world.
Yes, and she recorded that song in the late 60s, and I had not heard anyone else do it since then until Tracy Thorne.
That's awesome. Well, when I saw it on the list, I was expecting a little bit of White Christmas with Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Vera Ellen, and Rosemary Clooney, and the snow, that version.
Yes, I love that one as well. You know, it was really tough to boil this down to, you know, music
to 1 hour.
Fit in an hour.
Yeah.
Because in my, what I call my absolute faves playlist of holiday music, that runs over 5 hours.
Wow. So. Your absolute faves. How many Christmas songs do you own, Jim?
I'm guessing about 5,000.
Wow. That is a big number. That is a true habit.
It is. And you know, you're in some ways enabling me today, because our family rule is that I can't start playing Christmas music until tomorrow.
Oh, until December
1st. And so, yes, so I'm sneaking it in. Thanks to you.
My apologies to the rest of the Dietz Keelan clan. Ready to move on to more music, Brian?
Yes.
I'd say so.
Okay. The next one, Jim?
Is Decorations from a great kind of comedy holiday release by Bob Rivers. And I probably don't need to say much more about it.
All right, let's listen to Decorations by Bob Rivers on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.
I love the colored lights every year, and the way that neighbors stop their cars and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof, plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience. Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. Gotta appreciate my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter. Major station, three wise men's destination, nutcrackers in full cremation, little drummer boy animation.
We're back. It's Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. This is the Friendship Show. I'm Dawn Price, here with Brian Hulse today. And on the phone, Jim Dietz Keelan. Jim, that was Decorations by Bob Rivers?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it's a real favorite.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Is a comedy stuff, or...?
I believe so. That's actually one that I only own that song.
But
I understand from what I've read about it that the whole album is of that ilk.
So what, for you, what makes something a favorite? What are your criteria?
Oh, you know, it varies, obviously. I think it probably shows that, you know, in some cases it's, or in many cases, it's a sense of humor, mm-hmm. A sense of fun. But also there are some some that obviously are very, very moving. And a little later on, if we have time for it, will be probably the most moving Christmas song, holiday song that I've ever heard, which is Christmas in the Trenches by John McCutcheon.
Oh, we'll definitely get to that one. We're going to keep moving on so that we do with a version of White Christmas. Tell us about this version from Quartetto Gelato.
Yeah, Quartetto Gelato, they are a really wonderful chamber music group that they're incredibly talented classical musicians who also bring a little bit of a, I think, almost a rock and roll sensibility to their music. So I just really, they're a favorite group.
Great. White Christmas by Quartetto Gelato on the Friendship Show at KX93.5.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
It's the Friendship Show on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Dawn Price, here with Brian Holst and Jim Dietz-Keelan, our Christmas music curator on the phone. Jim, that was White Christmas by Quartetto Gelato.
Yes.
I'm wanting to move along so we're sure we get to the McCutcheon you mentioned earlier.
Oh, great.
Could we maybe move on to the Amy Mann right now?
Yes, that
would
be
great.
Terrific.
Tell us what Amy's going to be bringing for us.
Amy does one of my favorite versions of "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch."
Oh, that'll
it's
be fun.
Just a terrific version.
Great. Well, let's listen to that. Amy Mann, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" on KX93.5.
All the windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog, Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed, as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns, pompanoos, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums, and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty scum. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
This is KX93.5. It's the Friendship Show. That was Amy Mann, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. This is Dawn Price with the Friendship Show once again, and Jim Dietz Keelan on the phone. Why'd you pick that one, Jim?
Oh, just, you know, I love the Grinch cartoon, and I've always, I've heard a number of other versions of that song. None of them, I thought, were as good as the original until I heard Amy Mann.
That's great. Was that for the Jim Carrey movie or just...
It was not. Oh. She has a really nice Christmas CD and that's featured on there. And that is actually her husband doing the narration.
That's great. That's great. You mentioned earlier, Jim, one of your all-time favorites, Tug at Your Heartstring Holiday Songs by John McCutcheon, and we want to play that now to be sure we get it in. Tell us about Christmas in the Trenches and how you first encountered that.
Sure. Well, I first encountered it in a concert, one of John McCutcheon's concerts. It's based on the true story of the World War One Christmas armistice, John describes it as his all-time favorite story, and I think it makes just one of the best holiday songs ever recorded.
Oh, great. Well, let's listen to it now. John McCutcheon's Christmas in the Trenches on KX93.5.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. to Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear. I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis silent night, says I, and into tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave him hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night: whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas come since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Ah, that's beautiful. KX 93.5, that was John McCutcheon's Christmas in the Trenches, courtesy of our holiday music aficionado, Jim Dietz-Keelan. Thanks for that, Jim.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Thank you, Don.
What a great version. We are out of time, but we're going to play one more song. Our next host, Ida May, has allowed us to run just a little bit over. We want to thank you, Jim, for your wonderful selections today. When can our listeners go online and hear your two-hour show on KFMG?
That will be noon to 2 Central Standard Time on Christmas Day. And
right.
You can access that via KFMG991.org.
That's KFMG991.org, a very similar station to KX93.5. Thanks again, Jim. We're thinking, since it is November 30th and we just had Thanksgiving, that a great song to go out with might be Suddenly It's Christmas.
Yes, that's a terrific one.
And tell us about that before we hit that last one.
Loudon Wainwright III, a wonderful singer-songwriter, been around for a long time. I think Suddenly It's Christmas just really expresses what this time of year is all about.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Jim. We'll talk to you soon. And you've been listening to KX93.5, The Friendship Show, and we're going to go out with Loudon Wainwright III, Suddenly It's Christmas. And thanks to Brian on the board as well.
Suddenly it's Christmas, right after Halloween. Forget about Thanksgiving, it's just a buffet in between. There's lights and tinsel in the windows, they're stocking up the shelves. Santa's slaving at the North Pole in his sweatshop full of elves. There's got to be a build-up to the day that Christ was born. The halls are decked with pumpkins and ears of Indian corn, dragging through the falling leaves in a one-horse open sleigh. Suddenly it's Christmas, 7 weeks before the day. Suddenly it's Christmas, the longest holiday. When they say season's greetings, they mean just what they say. It's a season, it's a marathon, retail eternity. And it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. Outside it's positively balmy, in the air nary a nip. Suddenly it's Christmas, unbutton and unzip. Yes, they're working overtime, Santa's little runts. Christmas comes but once a year and goes on for 2 months. Christmas carols in December and November too. It's no wonder we're depressed when the whole thing is through. Finally, it's January, let's sing Auld Lang Syne. But here comes another heartache shaped like a valentine. Suddenly it's Christmas, the longest holiday. The season is upon us, a pox that won't go away. It's a season, it's a marathon, retail eternity. And it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. No, it's not over till it's over and you throw away the tree. It's still not over till it's over and you throw away the tree.
Thank you.